Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Folkenflik.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And David, do you know what you just said?
What did I just say?
You just said my catchphrase. Well, at least the one I'm using for this podcast. You know, a guide to life's most trying dilemmas. Isn't that cool?
It's a catchphrase. It's not even all that trying.
I know. That's kind of my weak way of segueing into today's topic, which is coming up with a really cool catchphrase.
What you talking about, Wolves? The plan.
I love you, but Nadia, you're fired.
Yes. So you know all those. Those are all on TV Land's 100 Best Quotes and Catchphrases of All Time. Do you know what number one was?
No, what was it?
Here's Johnny. Johnny Carson. That's Ed McMahon version, not freaky Jack Nicholson, The Shining version. But you know what I thought was a travesty, though? Was that the A-Team was represented with I Love It When a Plan Comes Together, but Mr. T was dissed with No, I Pitied a Fool. That did not make it. So I actually
That's easily top 20 caliber.
I know. I was thinking, that is an amazing catchphrase, and it deserves to be recognized, though. I was very happy to see that at number 19 was a catchphrase that I have loved for many, many years, and it's from a guy named Michael Buffer. Do you know who Michael Buffer is?
Why don't you tell me?
He is the man behind this catchphrase.
Let's get ready to rumble!
That was Michael Buffer, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy, and he came up with that catchphrase 25 years ago when he was a boxing ring announcer. He's still a ring announcer, but that was back in Atlantic City. And then he trademarked it, and now it's a $400 million industry. He's made $400 million in retail sales and branding rights off that one phrase. Let's get ready to rumble. You want to hear one more time?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Aren't you pumped up? I am so pumped up. It's such a great phrase. I mean, that's why it's probably made him $400 million.
I got to tell you, every time I sit down at the computer before I start writing one of my scripts, I play that music, you know. You got the lights blaring all over the place.
I know.
Pumps you up.
I know.
Gets you ready for work.
I am ready to go. I mean, you put that in, you put in strobe lights, like you are ready to start journalism. Let's get ready for some journalism, you know? I mean, anyway.
Do you get the sense that most of these guys, including Michael, you know, when they're doing it, they know that somehow it's going to be iconic?
He said it didn't really strike him that this was like a piece of Americana until he started getting invited on like things like The Simpsons or when he was on David Letterman or like he said he even found a way to make it a basketball catchphrase with a little bit of a tweak. And we talked about how he was able to do that.
Instead of me saying, let's get ready to rumble, I say, let's get ready for round ball.
You're changing from rumble to round ball. Did you consider maybe let's get ready to dribble? You know, let's get ready for good defense.
It was round ball because it could be said with the same inflection.
And he even said that it crossed over even outside of the whole sports arena. He was approached by Kraft Cheese and came up with this little variation.
Let's get ready to crumble.
Would maybe like, GE maybe try to get you to say, let's get ready to tumble for their dryers.
I think I might have to hire you.
See, we talked about all these marketing possibilities. But anyway, I thought Michael Buffer struck on something. $400 million for one phrase. I think you and I, we can maybe, even if we only got $100 million from one phrase, I think we can come up with a good one. And boom, we're going to strike rich. What do you think? Are you up for it, David?
I am, although when you say boom, I'm reminded of the kid who you saw on YouTube saying boom goes the dynamite when he was doing that hapless sports announcing. He seemed desperate to find one of his own and a couple hundred million bucks of his own.
He probably just paid for college with that.
I certainly hope so.
But anyway, I was trolling the internet ether and looking for some common words because I think one of the things about catchphrases is you have to find words that are going to connect with people, you know, and stuff that like, oh, I really like those words and that type of configuration, and I like the way you say it. I think that's all really important. So here are some words. I'm going to read them off to you. Home skillet, junk, boss, right on, sweet, freaky, wicked, house, dude, wacky, and out of here. So those are some words.
Was bro one of them?
Bro would also work. I would accept bro along with that list. So if you want to throw in bro, go with bro.
All right. Hey, dude, don't tase my freaky home skillet.
I like that. Now, which context would you use that in? Like, someone's just, like, just kicked you or something?
I think it's more like, don't kill my buzz.
Oh, don't kill my buzz, right. Like, you're like...
Don't tase my freaky home skillet.
Don't tase my freaky home skillet. I like that. I like that. How about, dude, that's freaky wicked. Freaky wicked. It's kind of like Freezy Freakies.
Freezy Freakies?
Freezy, well, you remember those gloves that turned when it got cold?
Oh, yeah.
So freaky wicked. I don't know.
I think that's worth about 15 to 20 million right there.
I know. That's what I'm going to retire on.
Well, send me a postcard, won't you?
I will.
That's it for What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Folkenflik.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.